my name is Randy, and I will be your host for this episode of Infotainment. I will be your round mound of podcast sound, pound for pound, the best podcast around. Hi, I would like to welcome you, and especially you to this episode of Infotainment. I was wondering, for those of you podcasters out there that use Podomatic as a hosting site, yesterday I received the most downloads ever of a bunch of different podcasts. But what was weird about it was that each episode was downloaded in a quantity of 4 or 2. I don't get that. They were from different cities, but 4 or 2 downloads each? It seems weird to me. But I do have this story. One comes from a idiot bank robber.
Uh-oh. We got a moron here.
Suspect gave teller ID during bank robbery. On a Monday, a 51-year-old bank robbery suspect David William Menzer walked into a bank in Columbus, Ohio, handed a bank teller a note stating he was armed and needed money. Franklin County Sheriff's Office stated that Menzer walked into Huntington Bank on 1880 Hilliard Rome Road. He approached the bank teller and handed over a note demanding money. The note read, "I have a gun." The teller handed over Menzer a stack of cash, including a dye pack. Menzer returned the dye pack and placed it on the counter. At least he knew to do that much. Menzer, who was not satisfied with the stack of cash received, he demanded more money from the electronic cash recycle machine. The teller told Menzer that the machine required an ID card to withdraw money. The suspect handed over his driver's license. Wah, 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 wah. David was identified easily due to him giving his ID to the teller. A warrant was issued for his arrest, and he was subsequently arrested on June 15th. David William Menzer was charged with aggravated robbery and threatening with a deadly weapon. He is being held in Franklin County Corrections Center. Menzer is also accused of robbing 3 additional banks in the past couple weeks, including the PNC Bank, the Heartland Bank, and the PNC Bank Hilliard Road. I thought I wouldn't put in all those addresses. But, oh man, not too bright there, dude. Was that dude or bro? I don't know. I'm kind of torn between being from the Midwest. Is it more common here to use dude or bro? While we are on the topic of stupid criminals, we have one here. A woman was found naked in a bathtub eating Cheetos. I know, Cheetos are addicting, aren't they? A female intruder was caught by the homeowner taking a bath while eating all her Cheetos. I wonder what, if I ever broke into a house and decided to take a bath, what snack food I would choose. Well, Cheetos, that'd be tough. I might choose those. But I've been kind of addicted to these peach ring gummies. Oh, those are good. But looking at her mugshot, she's looking really sad and kind of that look like, yeah, I know I'm an idiot. On Tuesday and on April 17th, 29-year-old Evelyn Elaine Washington was arrested after a homeowner returned to find the suspect lying naked in a bathtub while eating a packet of Cheetos. The arrest affidavit from the Monroe Police Department stated the victim returned home in Church Street, Monroe, Louisiana at 5 p.m. Upon arrival, she noticed a completely naked Evelyn lying in her bathtub while snacking on a bag of Cheetos. The victim asked Evelyn why she was in her house. The suspect told her that an unnamed man told her to break into her home. The police were called to the residence and Evelyn was apprehended. The police noted that the residence had been a broken window and a tall ice chest outside underneath the window sill. In the bathroom was a plate of food, a half-eaten bag of Cheetos on top of the toilet, and a bathtub full of water. The victim detailed that she did not know the suspect, nor did the suspect know the victim. Evelyn Elaine Washington was arrested and charged with simple criminal damage to property and simple burglary. She is being held at Ouachita Correctional Center with a bond of $8,000. What else could you have to go along with Cheetos if you're going to break into a house? And you think you want to, you know, your chances of getting caught? You think you'd want to eat something special like, you know, a steak and a potato or something like that? Maybe some surf and turf, steak and shrimp. Funny story. Maybe it's she should do some advertising for Cheetos, Chester Cheetos. When I break into a house, I always snack on my Cheetos. After reading this story and looking at her mugshot, there might be some other recreational chemicals involved here. Well, moving along here, I have a list of some of the dumbest criminals alive. The best laid schemes of mice and men often end in handcuffs. The lowest high there is. For a trio of drug thieves, it was their lucky day. These dumb criminals broke into a home in Silver Springs, Florida, and discovered three jars of cocaine. Cocaine. They took it home and snorted the contents. That's when they discovered that the jars were in fact urns, and that they were snorting the cremains of the victim's husband and two dogs. You would think after a few snorts they weren't getting very high, but oh man. The telltale trousers. Not trouser snake, but the telltale trousers. When an attempted robbery at a Lowe's home improvement store went awry, Milton J. Hodges fled across the street and jumped a fence right into the Cypress Cove Nudist Resort and Spa. Wow, I guess the nudists don't have far to improve their home. They can cross the street in the Lowe's home improvement. As the Orlando Sentinel pointed out, as one of the only folks wearing clothes, Hodges was easily spotted by police. Even smart people do dumb things sometimes. Nobody move. It's the worst possible time to faint in the middle of robbing a bank, but that's what happened to a Beaver Creek, Ohio thief. The teller called 911 and asked for medics, but you have to applaud the man's stick-to-itiveness. While the ambulance was en route, the suspect handed a note to the teller demanding all her cash. Parlez-vous, idiot. The victim's jewelry was missing. The electronics were gone. And a window was smashed. No wonder she was hysterical. When the officer, and I won't even try pronouncing this person's name, of the Calgary police arrived, and then her French-speaking father called, speaking in French, explaining that it was all a scam in order to get the insurance money. What she didn't expect was that the officer speaks six languages, including French. Incarceration, there's an app for that. A 12-year-old boy adamantly denied having stolen an iPhone when questioned by police at his home. But then the iPhone rang in his closet. Okay, yes, he stole that. But as for the BlackBerry, who uses those anymore? He was also accused of stealing. He double adamantly denied that. Ring. Well, luckily he was only 12 years old. Just kidding. Don't you hate it when you suffer a heart attack and think you're going to die? So you confess to a 17-year-old murder, only to find out that you're not going to die, and then get sentenced to life in prison as a result. Yeah, so does James Washington of Nashville, because it happened to him. Ooh. Famous last words. What an idiot. You don't say anything about that. Even if you are going to die from a heart attack. And you want to stay out of prison. But good thing he did. Bring some closure to the families. A Molotov cock and bull story. Following a dispute, Craig Islesworth of Bithlo, Florida, allegedly tossed a Molotov cocktail at his neighbor's trailer home, just as the wind shifted, sending embers onto his own trailer. Luckily, he was arrested, since this dumb criminal no longer had a home of his own to return to. Ooh. Yeah, gotta be careful when you're messing with fire. As if any of you watch Ridiculousness on MTV, many videos show stupidity as far as fire and fireworks go. Let's see, the new Apple idiot. A San Francisco thief pedaled his bike up to a woman on the sidewalk, snatched the iPhone out of her hands, and rode away. Unknown to him, the device, which, she was in the middle of demonstrating the iPhone's new GPS tracking device, which worked. The thief was captured minutes later. License and registration. And an attorney, please. Anthony Kenneth Mastro Giovanni was impersonating a police officer when he pulled over another car for speeding. The driver quickly sussed out that Mastro Giovanni was fibbing, since he too was a cop. But in his case, the kind of cop doesn't have to pretend he was a cop, because he really is a cop. The guy was arrested for impersonating a police officer. Damn the luck, you're faking a police officer and then you pull over a real police officer. You should have tried to get the real cop to do a sobriety test just to make your matters worse. Who are you going to trust, yourself or yourself? How convenient. Only a few months earlier, an Iowa City, Iowa man had his driver's license stolen. Then who should show up at the bar where he worked was a bouncer. But the thief brandishing the bouncer's very own license as his form of ID. Not a good plan there. I don't know if it came to fisticuffs, but I'm sure he got his ID back. Should have activated your karma alarm. Is there no honor among dumb criminals? While two suspects were being questioned by Ogden, Utah police about shoplifting from a store, someone broke into their car and stole a stereo and several other items. This looks like a safe place. An El Paso, Texas man busted into a church and absconded with the safe. Safes are heavy, so he only got a few yards before dropping it on a neighbor's lawn. Then he tried to crack it open. That's when he was confronted by the home's occupant. And come to find out, he was a police officer. Yeah, that's some karma for you. You don't steal from a church. A new hobby. 33-year-old Jose Santiago Jr. decided his hometown could use one more cop. Guess who? It could help his charade that he had bought an old police car and mounted a red and blue lights on it. Dashboard, when a driver pulled into Santiago's apartment complex, he blocked the guy's car with his own, then motioned him over. Santiago, who wasn't wearing a cop's uniform, barked, "You have a problem?" and then started laying into the man about his driving, claiming he'd been doing 65. "Are you a police officer?" the man asked. When Santiago said yes, the guy asked to see his ID. Santiago refused and continued with his tough guy cop routine. That's when it turned into a fake cop's worst nightmare. The driver had no problem pulling out his own waistlet and showing his identification. His name was Jeremy Goggin, and he happened to be an off-duty police officer. Oof. How many people walk into cops when they're committing a crime here? The Great Computer Caper. John Ipp's story begins with burglar alarms at Portal Publications in Novato, California. Police rushed to the scene and caught EIPP. I don't know. 39. And an accomplice running away, leaving an array of stolen computer equipment outside the office building. Both dumb criminals were arrested, and Epps' trial began 2 days into the proceedings. Some Civic Center employees showed up for work and got quite a surprise. Their computers and monitors had been swiped. Epp was lucky enough to get his high-tech haul out of the building, but his stupidity caught up with him. By the time Civic Center workers discovered their equipment had vanished, Epp was already in police custody. Shortly after leaving the Civic Center, he'd been caught right down the street trying to steal a Volkswagen. Now he faced charges that included attempted auto theft, burglary, and grand theft. And he pleaded guilty to them all. A humiliating hurt. When 23-year-old Zachariah McGrew discovered that his car speakers were missing, he figured out he knew who swiped them, a teenager from a nearby neighborhood. And he'd make the kid pay. The teen was in the front yard when a car zoomed up and McGrew jumped out. He ordered the youth to get in the car and take him to his speakers. When the terrified boy refused to do, McGrew reached into his waistband and pulled out a handgun. At that point, the teen took off at a sprint, and McGrew fired at least two shots at him, missing his mark. Once the boy was out of sight, McGrew slid the gun back into his waistband. Maybe he fumbled things because his pants had begun to sag, or maybe it was because of his nervous excitement. But McGrew's finger squeezed the trigger, firing off a perfect shot into his own left testicle. That can cause a guy to flinch. Yeah, I'd say so. flinch very badly. Oh, my God. Which McGrew did, pulling the trigger again. Oh. Double bad news. This one sending another bullet, slamming into his left calf. Oof. McGrew was charged with aggravated assault and pleaded guilty. Oh, my God. And those are some of the dumbest criminals. Was it worth it to try to get your speakers back when you blow out a testicle with your handgun? Oh, jeez. Maybe they were Bows or something. I don't know. They were car speakers anyway. Jeez. Well, I think it is time to pop and drop this podcast like it's hot. If you would like to make a donation to Infotainment, you can do so at randyms12@gmail.com via PayPal. Now I think it is time to warp drive this podcast to the interwebs. You can check out my Facebook page. You can tweet my Twitters at randypodcaster. You can email me a comment at randyms12@gmail.com. Question or concern about this show? Tell me you like it, dislike it, hate it, whatever. But if it is good, and say an under 10-minute read, I might read it over the air. But as always, have a pleasant day today and a happy ending tonight.